It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Don't say we didn't warn you. Elections have consequences. Breaking news from the Supreme Court. In a 6-3 ruling written by Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court now says that the Second Amendment guarantees the right to carry a gun outside of the home, meaning people can now carry a concealed weapon just about anywhere. This case was specific to New York City. Kind of makes moot the so-called gun legislation the Senate is hoping to move today. Before we get to that, though, the court also gutted Miranda rights, basically paving the way for more innocent people to be sent to jail without recourse. I don't know what more there is to say, but I still have some news time to fill, so I'll continue in anger. The House Select Committee, investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, reconvenes Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern for the fifth public hearing. Today, they draw attention to the former guy's effort to use the Justice Department to bolster his attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. So we're told it'll be a deep dive into how Trump pressured DOJ officials to advance what committee members have repeatedly called an attempted coup. They'll show that Trump wanted Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and Rosen's deputy, Richard Donahue, to cast doubt on the election and give Republican-controlled state legislatures a pretense to appoint alternate presidential electors and prevent Joe Biden's victory. When those top DOJ officials wouldn't do what Trump wanted them to, he threatened to replace them. In response, Rosen, Donahue, and Stephen Engel, who ran a key office inside the DOJ, threatened to resign and implied that they'd take a number of justice officials with them, and then Trump backed down, thankfully averting a constitutional crisis. Well, Rosen, Donahue, and Engel all testify today. These three top officials who led the Department of Justice in the final days of the Trump administration will tell how the former guy and his allies tried to enlist the department to give their baseless fraud allegations credibility. They'll also make the case that Trump considered replacing the acting attorney general with someone who bought his claims of fraud. Separately, the Justice Department has subpoenaed the Georgia Republican Party chairman for information related to the fake elector scheme. Now, after today's hearing, the committee will take a break from the live public hearings for a few weeks and return with more in July. In the meantime, committee members have received a surge of threats this week, and all of them are expected to be assigned security details. Over the weekend, one of the two Republicans on the committee, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, warned that, quote, there is violence in the future. This after his wife received a written death threat at their home. The Senate is trying to get a gun bill to President Biden's desk before they leave for, another recess for the 4th of July holiday. Today, they're taking a critical vote to move the bill toward final passage. Republican House leaders are, of course, opposing it in lockstep, but some of the members are already on board, and the House is expected to pass it once the bill clears the Senate. Of course, most advocates for tighter restrictions are not real happy about this for a lot of reasons, including the fact that it fails to ban any weapons at all and falls far short of what polls show most Americans want to see. But if it does pass, this would be the most significant new federal legislation to address gun violence since the 10-year assault weapons ban of 1994 expired. One step up, two steps back. In Uvalde, Texas, the school district police chief, Pedro Arredondo, was finally suspended on Wednesday after weeks of anger rising over his department's botched response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School last month. Arredondo and responding law enforcement agencies have all faced tough criticism over the length of time that the officers waited in the hallway outside the classrooms where this 18-year-old murderer and his victims were located. The gunman fired at officers in the first minute of the incident. Two of them were grazed by bullets. Yet more than 70 minutes elapsed before the gunman was shot and killed by officers when they finally stormed the room. This week, the top Texas official in charge of the investigation described the response as, quote, abject failure. So about those gas prices, President Biden on Wednesday urged Congress to suspend federal taxes on gasoline and diesel through September in order to help Americans deal with the high cost. But the plan faces a lot of opposition in Congress. Economists and even some of Biden's fellow Democrats question whether the move would help much. Some progressives, including Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon and Bernie Sanders of Vermont, have been calling for a windfall profit tax on the oil companies who are price gouging. They're making record profits, and they want to take the tax dollars that are going to fund the infrastructure programs that have just been passed into law. Last week, Ron Wyden, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee, floated a 21% surtax on the excess profits of oil and gas companies that generate more than $1 billion in revenue. Wyden saying, quote, "Our broken tax code is working for big oil, not American families." Well, today is the day that the European Council is expected to accept designating Ukraine as a candidate for membership in the European Union. This kicks off a two-day summit of the leaders of the 27 EU countries who are meeting in Brussels. The European Commission recommended approval of Ukraine's status last week, 4 months after it applied, in a show of support as the country struggles to resist a Russian invasion. Afghanistan, still digging out from a 5.9 magnitude earthquake that hit on Wednesday, the death toll now at least 1,000. Authorities warn it could go a lot higher as rescue crews find survivors trapped in the rubble. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.